Coming up later next week is the sale auction and fundraiser. And here to tell us more about that organization and the event is Keith Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. Thank you for having me in today.
And when exactly is this event?
Yes. Well, a week from tomorrow. And it is, we call it Sale Into the Giving Season, sort of trying to it's a tradition, of course. We've been having this auction, fine dining experience for 10 years. We've had a very strong sponsorship from First Bank, and we thank them and being able to put this on. But we've started to sort of, you know, there's lots of different events, and we've started looking at the weekend before Thanksgiving as a good time where there isn't a whole lot of other events that we are competing with. And so Sale Into the Giving Season seems like a good thing as we kind of move into Thanksgiving and then, of course, into Christmas.
And for those who aren't familiar with SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living, what is that organization? What does it do?
Well, the mission of SAIL is inspiring personal independence and working with people with experiencing disabilities and people who are aging. It has two different key parts of it. It is our local, what is called an ADRC, and it performs a very important function across the country. It's an aging and disability resource center. So people who suddenly their life has changed with a disability, with an accident, with an illness, as sometimes it comes on, with a birth, it can be any of that. There's an amazing safety net actually there to help people through these times and to get them the resources they need so they can live independently. But so few of us really actually know how to access it, how it works, how you work through in order to get the supports that you need, where to go, who to call, what forms you need to fill out. And so we fill that role. And then the other part, which is an independent living center, and they're across the country, oftentimes confused with independent living or assisted living as different kind of styles of homes for the aging. And this is very, very different. It's for people of all ages. And really what it is troubleshooting barriers to personal independence and working together to find solutions. Maybe it's just making one's bathroom safe. That might be accessing certain kind of benefits. It could be just a little technology one needs or learning from someone who's been through it before after a stroke to how to open jars when one of your arms isn't working. I mean, it can be any of many different kinds of things, and it's really about people with disabilities joining together, both inspire and work with other people that are experiencing them.
So does SAIL, in a sense, guide you to the resources as opposed to doing these things for you?
Well, it's both. And that's the distinction. The ADRC, and I never think of us doing them for people. We work with people and we can, you know, sometimes it's really a matter of going into the home and working and teaching or troubleshooting, thinking through something through with people. Sometimes it's helping out in the part that they can't do. I mean, sometimes the disability itself, there's a barrier in getting through and getting up and changing one's environment enough that they can continue to live that. I mean, obviously, if one has had a stroke, construction isn't necessarily going to be easy, even though just a little bit of construction could make one's life so much easier. So we're going to figure out how to make that happen. So sometimes a disability lasts a lifetime, but the barriers are temporary. And that's what we help people see their way through in order to have an independent life, which a lot of us take for granted.
And that office is located upstairs in the plaza?
Yes. Yes. We are right next to Ketchikan Title, second floor of the plaza. We've been there for about a year now, and invite people to come by and just with questions, come by with a question. We can work it through. We have other different parts of our programs too. Important to let people know. We are now in charge of helping people who, when parents have a child who may have a developmental disability, and oftentimes there's a realization that comes into that. It's not always recognized or accepted right away, but there's a number of things that need to happen once the family is aware that extra supports might be needed. And we're filling the role of really helping get their child registration that makes them eligible for additional supports. And that's called the STAR program, and that's one of those things. So if there's anything that is disability or aging related, it's something that we in some way or another either will be able to start helping with, start planning for, or get you in contact with people that can that will take care of a specific piece. And you can start that conversation by dropping by our offices. You can start it by giving us a phone call at 225-4735. If you want to just understand our organization a little better, you can look at our website, which is sailinc.org. sailinc.org. My email is ksmith@sailinc.org. All these can both help you get in touch with us. If you want to support us, because we don't charge for our services, we have 30 different funding sources. A very important part of that is the support both in the community and in fundraisers and in donations. I really would like to invite people to come out and join us for this celebration, auctions, dessert auctions, fine dining at the Sunny Point Conference Center on the 18th of November. It starts at 6. It's Friday. We're kind of aging. I'm kind of aging a little bit. I kind of like an early fundraiser that doesn't go all the way into the crazy hours of midnight. So we're starting a little early. It's always a very sweet and meaningful event and fun. Great items. The businesses in Ketchikan and individuals have been very generous. Master chefs have been very generous in agreeing to make some great desserts to be auctioned off and eaten there for dessert at the event. The No Host Bar, great menu, chicken cordon bleu there at the Sunny Point, and folks at the Landing that are putting that together.
And how much does it cost to
attend? $35 a person. Covering the dinner and joining us. And there are people also sponsoring tables that are $240 for a table of eight. So there's lots of ways to support us coming out, joining us in the auctions, and just having a good evening with us.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
You can't think of it. I can't. Thanks so much for having me in this morning, Maria.
All right. Thank you. Keith Smith from SAIL. Again, you can visit their offices upstairs at the plaza to find out more. And also coming up is the auction next Friday, the 18th. It's 9 minutes before 9:00.